panicking because my node would not connect to the PSRG, and I was, like, for 15 minutes, just turning things off, turning things on, reset, blah, blah, blah. It wouldn't do it. And I don't know why, but at 9:02, it decided it was okay to connect. It was like, all right. Keep that going. And by the way, I have a station manager right now, too, right here with me. Speaking of cats, Brooks has decided to come join me here next to the ham radio, and he wants to walk on it, but please don't do that, buddy. Okay? All right? Stay right there. Okay? All right. Thanks, Dave. Tammy's up next. Hello and good morning, JJ7RAB.
Well, good morning to you, Ron, and everyone out there on the net. Tammy here, KJ7RAB. It's so nice in here today. It's not a million degrees. I'm incredibly thankful for that. Just hanging out up here in the terrarium, working and lurking. I got my little station manager here. She just alerted me that someone dropped a truck off for Robert, so I brought the keys in. And, yeah, I'm glad it's Friday. It has been a week, and the morning started out with a whirlwind of, a big kerfuffle. So I've got to work to untangle the kerfuffle and get everything sorted. But, you know, that's why I'm here. Looking forward to the picnic this weekend. We've got to get our items sorted that we're going to bring. It's something that's going to be off of the smoker. And speaking of the smoker, I finally had the opportunity to go to, I think it's a place that's called Double D Meats. A lot of folks talk about it. Holy moly, that place did not disappoint. It was overwhelming. There were like rows and rows and rows of spices and sauces and all the things. How could you even choose one? There were so many. And then all kinds of different things to look at and to choose from. And, yeah, it was a lot. So I'm looking forward to going back now that I know what to expect and I won't have that initial feeling of being so overwhelmed. And, you know, I can be prepared for that. But, yeah, it was quite something. I've never been to a place like that before. That was my big excitement going to Double D Meat. Thanks so much for hosting, and thanks for keeping me company while I'm working up here, and hopefully it stays cool. I suspect it'll warm up a little bit, but hopefully not as much as it's been earlier in the week. KJ7RAB, that's Connect Control.
Now, it's not me providing the company. It's all the wonderful people who check into the net. So, thanks to everybody, including yourself. How about that? Thanks, Tammy. And have a beautiful day. Tim was an IO, KK7JL, thanks. And W7CLF was IO also. Thank you both for popping in. Anyone else want to join the 9 o'clock net? I'm Ron, NR7O. All I need is your name and call.
Kilo Delta 7 Whiskey Alpha with a quick recheck.
Hey, things we're doing ones and twos anyway. Go ahead and take it, KD7WA.
Yeah, Ron, I don't know if you know Joyce and Joe Ruby, KC7GHD and KC7LRS there in Phoenix, but Joe passed away and Joyce is looking for somebody to take down the 3820 repeater stuff. She doesn't know anything about it, and she was talking this morning about maybe getting hold of a radio club or something like that to try to get that off her hands. She's worried about the kitchen on fire in her house.
Hey, what a coincidence. Would you stand by while I tie up the net, and we'll see if anybody else would like to join in, and we'll have an afternet. Is that all right?
Roger. Yeah, that's what I was going to do is try to talk to you, but I caught you here. That'll be fine.
All right, stand by there. Let's see if anybody else would like to join the 9 o'clock net. Okay, we're kind of down to ones and twos anyway. If you'd like to join, name and call, please.
X7DLX, Greg, with a quick recheck run.
Cree, stand by. And N7VLX, go ahead with your recheck.
Just a real quick one, Ron. You said something about it. You'd seen 120 degrees down there, 122 degrees. What happens to the inside of your car when it sits outside some facility and it's 115 to 120 degrees down there and you have a dark-colored vehicle or a dark interior? That's got to be really uncomfortable. Back to you, N7VLX.
Yeah, the worst is vinyl seats, which I don't have. Thank you. But no, I was going to say, it's just nothing really happens to the interior of your car. If you have an older car, maybe the dash starts to crack or something like that. But you were always in Arizona, and you're very, very aware of what's inside, so that it doesn't get ruined. Here's another thing that Seattleites don't carry that I carry in my car everywhere. I always have emergency water, like drinking water. I have a big thermos-type thing that's on the side of my driver's door that rides along with me all year long. I change out the water now and then, but in Arizona, you don't want to be caught anywhere without water, and so I always carry emergency water. Nobody in Seattle is carrying emergency water around. The water's everywhere. But anyway, just throwing that out there. You don't worry about the inside of your car too much, although it is, when you first get in, it's probably, 150 degrees inside. 160 inside. But you flick on that air conditioning and instantly, and then maybe 2 or 3 minutes later it's better. But again, and then you just go, just like you do in the Northwest when it's snowing. You know, you go from your warm house to your warm workplace, or you go to your warm mall, or you go to your, warm store, or whatever like that. And the same thing here. You get out of your car and you get out of your house and you hop in your air-conditioned car. You run to your air-conditioned work, that kind of stuff. So I'm used to it again. Oh, and my wife carries oven mitts, like the glove kind, in her car for when you first touch the steering wheel. So she has oven mitts in her car. I know that's funny. I didn't know something that they don't do in Seattle, but anyway. Thanks for asking, Greg. Tree, I forgot your call sign, but you're up next. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm happy that it's only 66 degrees out right now. It's kind of nice here in Seattle. Of course, 80 degrees is not great, but I'll take it over what we had, the 90-degree day that we had the other day, or 2 days ago. So, anyway, speaking of Arizona, that's prime real estate for car dashboard cooking. I grew up in Illinois, where on the summertime there's always at least one news report where somebody was trying to bake cookies in their car. But I think it had mixed results. But Arizona, I think that would work. I don't know. Maybe somebody can comment. Other than that, I have to get back to my coffee. It is way too early without coffee at this point still in the day. So anyway, good morning, KK7FKD.
Car dash cooking. No, I personally have not heard of anything. I do know this. Can you cook an egg on the sidewalk here when it's that hot? Sort of. You need a pan, and you need a lid. If you try to cook it out, and let's say it's 116 out like it's supposed to be this afternoon, if you just put an egg in a pan on the sidewalk out there, it won't quite cook the egg. But if you put a lid, a glass lid, on the pan out on the sidewalk, yes, you can cook an egg. So there you go. The evaporation prevents it from cooking right if you don't have something, a lid to put on it. So, but I've never done that personally, but today might be the day to give it a try. I don't work until 12:15. I could make my morning breakfast. I'll just take a pan with a glass lid and see if it works. I don't know, maybe. Anyway, thanks, Tree, for all that. Anybody else want to join the 9 o'clock bet? Gaming call. I had 27 unique check-ins today, including Tree there, and thanks to you for chiming in, because without you, there wouldn't be much of a net now, would there? The picnic is coming up on Sunday, Magnolia Park at noon. Please sign up at psrg.org and bring something along to share if you can. It's a wonderful eyeball QSO, our annual get-together. We all get to see the people that we hear on the radio and the nets every single day, so that's fantastic. Sunday, noon, Magnolia Park, so hope to see you there. What else? Thanks to PSRG for providing the best sound in Puget Sound. And if you want to know what the PSRG is about, please pop over to psrg.org. You can sign up to join the PSRG right on that page, which is free. Or you can always donate right there, which is always appreciated. And with that, I'm going to turn the repeater back to unmoderated use. This is Ron in R7O clear. KD7WA is at R7O.
Yes, NR7O, KD7WA. Go ahead, Ron. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of them or know them, or if any of Joe passed away about a month ago, and Joyce doesn't know how to do anything with that repeater setup, and she was looking for somebody to disassemble her, take it down, or whatever.
And that was Joe. I'm looking at Glendale, Arizona here. IRLP. Radio, and I see him on this KC7GHC. What was Joyce's call sign, by the way, you said?
Yeah, hers is KC7LRS, and his part is KC7GHG.
Trying to look, she's in Glendale, which is clear. Yeah, for those who don't know the Phoenix Valley here, it's big. For me to drive from, well, let's put it this way, a couple weeks ago, my wife and I drove out to Bucky's, which is out there in Glendale, and it took us a little over an hour to go from one side of the valley to, and we're in Chandler, we're not even on, like, Apache Junction or East Mesa or something like that, so we were a little closer. It can take an hour and a half to go from one side of the valley to the other, and that's, oh, I don't know, see, where does he say the, it's located in Northwest Phoenix, yeah, and that would be for a group on the west side, because I know the Superstition guys, Superstition Amateur Radio Club is on the east side, and I, of course, know the Chandler Radio Group that I'm a part of, but I'm sorry to say, I don't know anybody that's over on the west side, but I could reach out to my local club and see what they know. So I have the information, and I have, let's see, that's Joe's call sign. I'm looking at while I'm doing this. Any more comments while I'm looking?
Yeah, I didn't know how close. Yeah, I'm familiar. I've visited him down there a couple of times, and they actually live across the street is Phoenix, and on their side of the street is Glendale. And I think they were pretty close to Sun City, because she did mention she might try to contact the Sun City Amateur Radio Club. So, but I just would set me up with there that maybe I could help her out. But, anyhow, that's back to you.
Yeah, and Sun City's right in the backyard there. That's real close. I'm just looking, where is it? Oh, if it's northwest of Phoenix, it might be over on the White Tank Mountains. Over on that. So just to paint the picture for anyone who's curious, in the Phoenix area, of course, we're kind of in a bowl. In the middle of the bowl, just south of the city of Phoenix, is the South Mountains, and there is a billion antennas up there, TV antennas, commercial radio, and ham. There's a lot on South Mountain, which is kind of in the middle of everything. Then on the west side, you have the White Tank Mountains, and there's some ham repeaters up there. And then on the east side of the valley, you have the Superstition Mountains and Usury Mountain, and there's some repeaters and such up there. And that tends to be the way things break out in the valley with, you know, antennas on hills and whatnot. So I think if she hit up the Sun City Radio Club, that would be better, probably, so just be for proximity. Anybody that does it here is gonna take them 2 hours to get up to wherever the repeater is. So sorry, I don't have better information for you there, but there you go. Back to you. Anyway, Roy, that's all the information that I have. That's information. So anyway, I'll be clear if you guys have anything else in R7O.
Okay, but for sure I'll let you know if I get anything else. I'm hoping that I've won the war. You know, well, not the war, but the battle. Because I know they'll be back at some stage, but the last couple that I caught were large adults, and prior to that, it was adolescents. So if I'm lucky and karma is on my side, as you say, all these animals that kind of get in the way, please go somewhere else.
Roger that, Stuart. All right, well, we'll definitely check back with you. And it's good to hear you in there. I hope you have a great afternoon and a great weekend. And it's always good to talk to you.
Likewise, Scott, say hi to Lynn for me, and hopefully she's feeling better for too long. I'll jump off here. So, Kilo Romeo 4, India Golf Bet. I'll be clear and listen just for a little bit.
Good out there, Stuart. Good to hear you in there. Alright. Next on the list is Whiskey Quebec 4, Echo Alpha Sierra. What's going on, Pete? Whiskey Quebec 4, Echo Alpha Sierra. Pete, I know you're in there. Fuel Foxtrot 4, Alpha Hotel Whiskey. What's going on, Tom? Was that you, Pete?
Someone in flying jail.
How's your voice that time, Pete? Somehow you're not getting in there. Kick the power up, move around, and whatever it takes. Let's see what we got.
Kilo Delta 2, Quebec Victor. I've been listening. I've been trying to get in. KD2QQV.
You're right, Kilo Delta 2, Quebec Victor. And what was your name, sir?
My name is Donald Don for short, Delta Raskin November. Delta Raskin November, and I'm making this transmission from the Catskill region of New York City. I'm sitting out on the side of the road here, and I'm listening, and I just wanted to get in there and say hello.
Yeah, Don. Well, I'm glad you did. Yeah, I got you in there that time. Okay. Yeah, we've had a little bit of issues with some noise, so it might have covered you up, and we got you in there now. Good to hear you in there. Well, Don, what else is going on today? Hopefully you're not, I hope you don't have a flat tire or anything.
No flat tires. I'll give you a hint. I'm driving on Firestone tires. Firestone. No flat tire. I'm just in the shade. In the shade. I'm just overlooking an airport at the moment. Maybe a plane will land soon, but I'm in the airport. And I'm just taking a break. KD2QQV.
Roger that, Don. Well, thank you for checking in today. You got anything you'd like to throw in there real quick?
Yeah, I had to check in there. This is my first contact with the state of Tennessee, believe it or not. It is. Tennessee is the state where Elvis Presley, I think it was Gracie Mansion, is it? In Tennessee, is that? What was he in Nashville? Or Knoxville? I think it was Nashville, Tennessee, wasn't it? The famous Elvis Presley. Got to meet the President of the United States.
You're talking about Elvis Presley over there in Memphis. That's on the other side of the state from us. And, Graceland. Graceland's where you're talking about.
Exactly. Graceland. Yes, I'd like to visit Graceland. Have you ever been to Graceland? KD2QQV, maybe you could tell me a little bit about the area.
Roger that there, Don. Personally, myself, I have not been to Graceland. I do know it's in Memphis over there. I've been by it. My wife has been there, and her mother was a huge fan of Elvis Presley and her father. So, they took her over to check out Graceland, I guess as a kid, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. And, I don't know, anybody got any information on Graceland to tell down there?
I'm at KF4AHW.
You are, Tom. Go ahead.
Well, we were going to visit it, and we were on the airport to pick somebody up, but we went by there, and we almost missed it. Them gates are not as big as they make them look. some Elvis Presley football, you'll drive right by it if you're not careful.
All right, that's JD2QQV returning. That's Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what Brooklyn Elvis Presley to mind. He was a very famous rock and roll singer. He's been jail. He went through the drug scene. He got to meet the president, right?
Clear out KF4AHW.
Tom, go ahead, Jim Bob.
Yeah, he may be interested to know, if he doesn't, that Elvis was born in Tupelo, Mississippi. He wanted a bicycle. His mother was afraid he would get hurt, so she bought him a guitar. N4SDC.
Comment, N4IJL.
Hey, Jerry.
He would do well if he has internet availability there. The gentleman in Tulane, I think it was a two call, graceland.com, and it'll tell you all you want to know about it. Back to you, N4IJL.
How's that there, Jerry? Well, there you go, Don. Yeah, you can check it out on graceland.com. I bet they got a lot of good pictures on there, too.
Graceland.com. All right, and that's great, and I didn't realize that his mother bought him a guitar because she was afraid he'd get hurt on a bicycle. It's funny because my mother gave me a bicycle, and I got hurt on it, so it's interesting. JD2QQV.
How's that, Don? Well, interesting. Well, heck, hopefully you get to make it over there and check it out. And you say you're at the airport, huh?
4X, which is a Yaesu, and I'm running a couple of watts in there, the node. I've got a MiFi on board. Which connects to the internet that way, so that's how we're getting into the hubnet there, Mike. WX is a bit windy at the moment, probably around about 18 Celsius, I would have guessed at the moment. It was quite hot earlier on today, it's cooled right down, so we're going to just settle in for the evening, bit of TV. I've got a cup of tea on the side ready to do, waiting for it to cool down. Drink it there, Mike. Are you living on the boat, or is it just a little holiday that you're having? And how far have you travelled from? I've been to Shropshire, not a lot, but each year in Shropshire they have the Hubfest there in Brow Farm. I've been there a few times. So I've been in the Shropshire, it's quite a nice place. I wonder where you originate from, and are you living on the boat there, Mike? Back to you, G4VSS, GM0 CDX portable, go ahead.
Yeah, fine, looks as though my battery's going as well. We're okay for the moment, I think, but I know the battery voltage has dropped to... Just above 7 volts, so we'll see how it pans out. Right, my home QTH is Warrington in Cheshire, and we've been on the barge, don't call it a barge, we've been on the narrow boat for this week. We travelled up to Bangor and turned round and come back down, and we're heading to Ellesmere. We're just outside Ellesmere. For tonight, parked up in the countryside, if you can call it parked up, moored up, I suppose, is the terminology. And then we're back to Warrington tomorrow. We've enjoyed the week, and we've done aqueducts, we've done tunnels, we've done locks and all the things that you do on narrowboats. First time I've done it, and it's been okay. A bit slow for me, but there you go. Okay, you enjoy the rest of your holiday, and it's been good to catch up with you, and maybe bump into you again. And I'll go and get that cup of tea that you were talking about. That seems a reasonable idea. Okay, 7-3, good evening, and we'll say 7-3 and play the Eastern Hub there. Cheers for now. G4VSS Mobile, listen.
Yeah, okay, Mike, G4VSS G0CDX for the final. Yeah, never done an arrowboat, I imagine it's quite good fun. You know, we've only been using the camper van now for about 3 years. We started off with a motorhome and then downsized to a camper van. It's not a lot smaller, it's still a fairly large van. And we quite enjoy the freedom of the road. So I can imagine being on a canal boat would be quite nice. Maybe that's something I might consider for the future, hiring one of them for a week. Who knows? Anyway, nice to work you there, Mike. Have a very good evening, and safe trip home tomorrow, 7-3 for now. G4VSS Mobile, GM0CDX Portable, 7-3.
Yep, 7-3. Thanks very much for the nice contact, and you travel safe. We'll no doubt speak on the HubNet system at some time in the near future. 7-3, G4VSS Mobile, which way?